USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Taliban insurgents advance on Kabul Sunday. President Ashraf Ghani leaving the country and the U.S. Embassy evacuating staff. The capital's airport, where diplomats, officials, and other Afghans had fled, coming under fire. Government employees and civilians, including many women and children, crowding in the airport terminal, desperately waiting for flights out. American diplomats were evacuated from their embassy by helicopter. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized the deployment of 5,000 U.S. troops to help evacuate citizens and ensure a orderly and safe drawdown of military personnel. The president saying his administration told Taliban officials that any action that puts U.S. personnel at risk will be met with a swift and strong U.S. military response. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The search continues this hour for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead. Thousands more are injured. We check in with John Clemens in the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
We were able to get through in a car a buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
But what is death toll over 700 and more than 2,800 injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At least six passengers who have not been vaccinated for COVID-19 were denied boarding their cruise they'd booked from Seattle to Alaska. The passengers said they thought they only needed to show a negative COVID test within 72 hours. The passengers were left on the dock in Seattle. 27 people traveling on a Carnival cruise ship have tested positive, one passenger and 26 crew members. Carnival Cruise Line says the ship was sailing from Galveston, Texas, to Belize. Meanwhile, Ford and General Motors are fighting over the term cruise. Here's Brad Bernards from the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau.
Ford said late on Friday it will ask the U.S. Patent Office to rescind trademarks obtained by rival General Motors for the terms cruise and supercruise, escalating a brawl GM began by suing Ford over its use of Blue Cruise for an automated driving system. The legal fight between the two Detroit automakers turns on whether cruise is a generic term for technology that allows the car to take over some share of driving tasks from a human motorist.
I've got the cruise control set, but then you just hit the cruise button here. It's the steering wheel. Boom. It shows green up here. That means this Cadillac is cruising.
Ford reiterated on Friday its position that GM's suit is frivolous. The effort to nullify GM's trademark for the use of the word cruise takes the fight to a new level.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.